Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Pat.
Yes?
The generator is not running this morning.
Oh, did you finally get electric?
We finally got electric. There were hundreds of power trucks in the northwest corner yesterday, and not everybody has their power. I mean, the only two towns now that have everybody online are Norfolk and North Canaan, but the rest of the towns only have anywhere from 2 to 5 people, not online. So they're close, but after 8 days, they should be. It should have been all mopped up. But anyway, I'm glad that the generator is not humming in the background this morning.
Well, that's good.
I know.
Congratulations.
My next door neighbors are really happy.
I can imagine. Oh my goodness.
Man, I tell you, they probably had to move to the other side of the house to sleep the past 8 days.
Jeez.
Well, anyways, so now we still had a thunderstorm late last night. Right. woke me right up.
Yeah, those are over Long Island now.
Well, it's funny because the way the atmosphere was as I was driving south heading to Sharon, right. Very faintly to the south, you could see flashes of what people used to call heat lightning. And I put my radar on and I said, "Wow, those thunderstorms are down by Long Island."
Yeah,
but they were, but the light was reflecting back off the atmosphere somehow.
Yeah, you could see that because they're high up. But it's interesting because the front itself is south of us now, but the front is so shallow, it's just hard to find, only because there's a lack of wind ahead of it, behind it. So it'll be interesting to see how these chances of showers work out. Partly cloudy, and I still have it humid today with the chance of a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms around low 80s. I think I'm going to change Friday. Haven't changed it yet. I want to see the new guidance. Cloudy, humid, some showers, low 80s. Sun and cloud Saturday, low 80s, less humid. And then increasing cloudiness on Sunday. Highs again will be in the low 80s. So right now, I don't think we'll get any rain over the weekend, which is a good thing. And it won't be as hot, and it won't be as humid. So there's all positives there. Tropical Depression 11 in the South Central Atlantic, destined to become Josephine today. If it isn't already, I will check that to see, because the Hurricane Center brings out the advisory. Depression expected to become a tropical storm later today. Winds at 35 miles an hour. It's about 1,400 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands. 35 mile per hour winds moving 15 miles an hour toward the west. And the thinking right now is that it will take a track north, just to the north of the Leeward Islands, north of Puerto Rico, and north of the Dominican Republic. A lot of the computer guidance say that by early next week, it's going to fizzle out. I would watch it. And there is another one, by the way, coming off the African coast. That, too, may show signs of developing. And if that does develop, that could become Kyle, because that'll be the K letter, Kyle. So there's the tropics. There's our local weather. Everything else is just move it along. I think it should be a relatively quiet day for me. I don't know about you, Marshall.
Oh, it should be. It should be a real quiet day. I had to go yesterday get an X-ray and a blood draw from the hospital. And sometimes these tests, they've got the blood draws, Pat, down perfectly. I don't even have a scar in my arm. In the past 4 days, I've had 2 blood draws, okay? They must be using some sort of new super thin needle, because I'll be honest with you, I can't even feel the needle go in or come out the way they're doing it. It's amazing. But you know what was the hardest test of all? I had to have a chest x-ray, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, so I'll lay on my back and they'll say, no. You got to stand up. And then you got to put your body into convert some sort of weird position. So you had to do that for the with your chest facing one way, facing the left, facing the right, and then turn around. And by the time I had finished doing all that and holding still, they tell to hold still and hold your breath. Well, by the time that 30-minute thing, I felt like I had run a marathon.
Really?
I was so tired. Well, because you got to hold yourself perfectly still in these positions for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was glad that got over.
Probably would have been easier on you getting an MRI.
Yeah, but it would have been 10 times more expensive.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, you know, I don't, you know, even though I have good health care, they're not going to pay for an MRI unless it's, well, you know the story, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, but anyway, so in and out, then I came home, and then I just decided to take a nap when I came home. And I did, took a nice, not long nap, got up, and sat down and started to see all the great progress that was being made finally by our bankrupt power company. I would love to be a lawyer because they're going to be sued so bad. There's going to be ramifications of what happened over the past 8 days to come for this power company. There just is. So we'll see what happens.
You know, unfortunately, you can't control the weather. Excuse me. And you never really know what the end result's going to be, but you have to always be ready. You have to overestimate.
What do we always say? Even in the winter storms, when the prediction comes out that there's going to be a snowstorm, you prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Exactly, best, right.
And,
right.
And what they did at Eversource was they hoped for the best and didn't prepare.
apparently, they weren't the only ones. Apparently.
Yeah.
I remember many years ago, I can't remember the power company many years ago that put out a bid to weather services, for their weather information. And I remember getting the envelope, and my guys said to me, oh, look at this. But wasn't at one point Connecticut Power and Light? Was it
Connecticut
was
Light?
It?
Yeah, Connecticut Light and Power, CL&P.
Yeah, okay, that was it. So the guy said, oh boy, you're going to have to start sitting down and doing this. And I looked at him and said, no, I'm not. They said, why? I said, I'm not bidding. They said, you're not bidding. I said, nope, do not want that responsibility. Yeah. And they said, you're kidding. You know, it could be a big contract. I said, it could also be a big headache.
Yeah.
I said, I mean, we have plenty of headaches right now. When you think about it, okay, we have probably the biggest, quote, snow removal company in the United States, the New York City Sanitation.
Yep.
Okay, just think about the scope of their job and how many roads and streets have to be plowed. Okay, so that's one of our responsibilities. Then we have, of course, the MTA bridges and tunnels. Do I have to tell you the responsibility of that with strong winds on the bridges and things like that and flooding? We also have the Long Island Railroad, Metro North, and we don't have to tell you how important the weather is to the railroads. You know, with fallen trees, strong winds, thunderstorms, flooding rains, heavy snow, you know, freezing cold, third rails freezing up and stuff like that. So we have all of these clients, and I'm telling you, Marshall, it is stressful. It is very, very stressful when these situations come up, let alone that we have to inform our listeners right here about what's going on. But then we have to be more detailed for all of these different clients. And it does get to be very stressful. And you wind up working, I can't tell you, Marshall, hours and hours you wind up working, putting the forecast and the details together for these concerns. But we've been doing it for many years now, and we seem to be getting it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, you haven't had to worry about any of your movie contracts recently.
What is going on there?
And they're just not filming. They're just not filming.
I mean, you know, well, until California's got to, you know, they have to approve before the governor there starts allowing, you know, groups of 100 plus to get together. But I'm telling you, what is it going to do to that industry?
Well, it's obviously going to put off the release date for Godzilla versus King Kong.
And so many other things.
Yeah. I was looking forward to that movie coming out.
You were looking forward to the movie. I mean, you know, we're definitely taking a big hit as far as, you know, monies that would come in from doing this. I mean, think about it. This is going on for March. So I don't know. I hope there is an end in sight. That's all I could say.
All right. Well, there's an end in sight for our forecast, Pastor. Let's recap the forecast.
And the forecast is for simply partly cloudy and humid, maybe a thunderstorm, 85 to 90.
That's it.
There you go.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what's new on the weather scene.
Yes, well, thank you, and you be safe and have a nice one.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast.